If you don't know me, my name's Kate and I'm the minister here. And it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been doing a course. We called it a Jesus course. It's based on Jesus's life. And we've looked at various things to do with Jesus. And our final course on Wednesday was his death and resurrection and what difference that could make to our lives. The last question that people went home with was, write in your own words about Jesus' death and resurrection. And then the question was, how has this impacted your life? How has Jesus' death and resurrection impacted your life? It's a question to think about as we lead up to Easter, but also as we gather here, it's a question to think about. Jesus is here among us now. He promises to be with us when we meet together. How has his death, his resurrection, his life impacted our life? We're going to stand and sing our first hymn together, which is Jesus is Lord. Creation's voice proclaims it. So let's stand together and sing. Do you like that? Random. So hot cross buns, we normally get this time of year, leading up to Easter. Jacket potato, very good in the winter time. Lovely food, not so much in the summer. Easter eggs, yeah, get them at Christmas. Heart-shaped chocolates, strawberries are normally in the summer, and pancakes, of course, Lent time. Now, John made a joke about the Easter eggs at Christmas, but to be fair, they're seasonal items, but we can get them any time of year, can't we? For instance, I've bought some strawberries yesterday and it's February. They're not going to taste very nice, I'm very aware of that, but you can still buy them. Heart-shaped chocolates, well, you can buy heart-shaped chocolates any time of year, really. You get more of them around Valentine's Day, but it's not exclusive. Easter eggs, well, you can get mini eggs at any time. I know this because often indulge. Jacket potatoes, again, whenever you want. Even hot cross buns, I've seen them in the shops at any time. And pancakes, well, who has pancakes only once a year? Not many of us now, but we used to. They're all seasonal items, but we don't have them at their seasonal times necessarily. And that's true with a lot of things. We can get things whenever we want to get them because they're made available to us. And that sort of makes seasons less important to us. We don't hold back from things because it's not in season. We get something if we want it. In the Bible, there's a very famous passage from the book of Ecclesiastes, which says this: there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Now, obviously, that passage is part of a bigger passage, but in the Bible, seasons, times were very important. And they're also very important today, but we don't necessarily recognise them. Of course, as two of you answered, we're getting to a season, a time of year, which starts off with the pancake, the time of Lent, the season of Lent, the 5 or 6 weeks leading up to Easter time. Who will have pancakes on Tuesday? Yeah, woo, me, woo. Have you got your mix already? What do you like on pancakes? Personally, I go for the sugar and lemon, traditional. Yes, yes. Anyone go for the Nutella? Chocolate spread? What about sprinkling of banana? No? Who would go for the savoury pancake? Oh, interesting. We'd have pancakes on Tuesday because it's Shrove Tuesday, followed by Ash Wednesday, followed by the start of Lent. Traditionally, as we were listening to in the car this morning, a time when people would give things up. They'd eat up the last of their good food stocks in the cupboard, the rich foods, and then they would have sort of a barren time, a time to stop indulging, a time to draw back, a time to ponder and think, a time of charity, a time when we didn't indulge ourselves, but we thought of others and we focused on God. Not so much that kind of time of year these days. We might choose something to give up, but we don't really go the full hog of Lenten time. I wonder what you think of Lent. I wonder how people have done. Going round and talking to you, many of you put Lent either at the bottom of the list or towards the bottom. Someone had it in the middle, I think. But that was because they enjoyed Pancake Day and then... But Lent, not one of the highlights necessarily, unless I'm wrong, of everyone's year. A bit of a funny time that people are not sure what to do with. Forget and then your lifestyle changes. Doesn't really work though, does it? Lent is a funny time of year. It's not something that necessarily we look forward to with great joy. And it's something that a lot of us don't really know what to do with. What do we do with Lent? We think we maybe should give something up, but we're not really sure why or what we do with that. I want you to take a look at this DVD on the screen. It is a depiction of Jesus' time in the wilderness. In Lent, we remember those 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus spent in the wilderness as he prepared for his ministry. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, didn't eat or drink, and then he was tested by the devil. It was a time of preparation, a time of testing, a time when Jesus proved that he was the Son of God and he had come to set his face towards the cross. Now, in Lent these days, we don't go off on our own for the time leading up to Easter. Some people used to, but practically that really wouldn't work for most of us, and I don't know whether many of us would really want to do it. But it is an opportunity to pull away from some of the things we have all around our lives, the things that are in our faces all the time, the things that we put in our bodies that just indulge with. It is a time to change our focus. It is a season to think again about where we are. What is our life about? And where is God in the life that we are living? So that at Easter we can look towards the cross, having gone through a season of preparing, a season of thinking about our lives. Now, for some of us, that might mean that we decide we are going to spend 1-2 hours a day praying and being quiet before God. For others of us, we might say, well, there's absolutely no way. That's not part of my life. That's not something I could do. But it might mean that we try and do something different. Maybe each morning we get up and instead of rushing into the day, we pause and we just ask God, today, please show me more of yourself. Maybe that will be our Lent preparation every day. Maybe it'll be that we get ourselves a cross, that we stick it by our window, by our bed, and every morning we wake up and we look at it and we focus and then we go into the day. Or maybe at church we've done our palms down, palms up prayer, where you put your palms down and think about your life and the things you're doing, and then you put your palms up and you offer that life to God. Maybe that's something we'll do every day during Lent. Maybe it's reading a Bible story. Just one story. Maybe it's reading a Bible verse. What is it that Lent this year will be in your life that's different from every other day? What is it that will make this season a real season rather than just the same as everything else? Is it giving something up or is it taking something up? So that when we come to Easter and we face the cross, we will have gone on a journey rather than just suddenly realise, oh, it's Easter Day. I didn't know where we were. There's a story about a young man who wanted to do something different. So one day he went out and he went to a company who chopped up logs, the logging company, and he went and asked for a job. And the foreman looked at him and he said, well, you look young and you look strong. You could start on Monday. Your job is to chop up as many logs as you can. So the young man arrived on Monday and he chopped up his logs on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And on Friday, he went to get his paycheck. And the foreman said, you've done very well. You've been chopping up more logs than anyone else. You get a bonus. So the next week he came in and he started chopping logs and chopping them and chopping them. And he did much better than anyone else. And he looked up for a bit and he looked around and he realised that, you know, people weren't working as hard as he was. He's a bit surprised, but he went in at the end of the day, at the end of the week, and he picked up his paycheck and the foreman said, you've done very well. Well, it slowed down a bit from last week, but, you know, that was your first week. You've done very well. You get a bonus. Well, this went on for a few weeks. And he went in one Friday after a few weeks and the foreman said, oh, there's your money. And he said, well, how have I done? He said, well, not very well, I'm afraid. You've slowed down very badly. In fact, you're doing worse than anyone else. And he said, but I just keep working. I keep chopping. I look around and people are having a break. But I'm just working away. Why am I not doing as well as I was? And the foreman looked at him and he said, well, I just want to ask you one question. Have you stopped to sharpen your axe? And the man replied, well, no, sir. I've been working too hard to stop and sharpen my axe. And you know, often we rush around and we're busy, 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 and we ignore the seasons and we don't stop to see how we are, where we are, and where God is in our lives, to sharpen our lives, to refresh our lives, to challenge our lives. Lent gives us a time to do that. Maybe this year is our opportunity to really take it. The book of James in the Bible says this, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Oh, you're all sitting down. I expected you to be standing up. That was quite a shock. No. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. An opportunity of Lent to draw near to God, that he can draw near to us. We don't get those opportunities very often. So may we take this time, this opportunity to walk with God. May we enjoy our pancakes and enjoy time together, but then seek God that he may draw close to us. And may God bless us and keep us and walk with us closely. Amen.